Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, October 20th, 2025. This week, we'll be bringing you some of the speakers from the No Kings Day rallies that took place on Saturday, starting today with Troy Jackson speaking in Bangor. This has been lightly edited for length.
All right. Hey, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Thank you for being here today. My name is Troy Jackson. I'm a fifth-generation logger from Allegash. The son of a public school teacher and former president of the Maine Senate, an honor I never managed holding in a building I never thought of I could ever belong. Because the only dynasty that I ever thought I'd be in a family of is loggers, something that I am damn proud of. You know, I've known people like Donald Trump, Leonard Leo, Elon Musk, the oligarchs and greedy corporate overlords of this world who've ruled boardrooms and government my entire life. Men with soft hands and three-piece suits who think they're kings, they're God's gifts to the world, despite never putting in an honest day's work in their entire lives. And I've watched them lust upon power that they wield, power that's not rightfully theirs. And they tear people's lives and their families apart, just as we're seeing today. You see, when you read through history, you read the story of rulers who were power-hungry and warlike. And in the ages of kings and emperors, they thrived on reaching the heights of their power and succumbing more and more people to their influence. And they exploited and hurt all that they needed to in pursuit of more and more, in pursuit of that insatiable greed of more. Well, that doesn't seem too far off from where we are today. And we are often told that these kings are long gone and that the days of democracy and fairness and equality are here. But we know better. Just look at what has transpired over the last 10 months. These kings and emperors who were exploited our ancestors are not without modern successors. Our supposed age of enlightenment may have meant that the actual kings of something new and more insidious has emerged in their place. In the place of kings and monarchs, we see wealthy CEOs and corrupt politicians fueled by lust of power, influence, and greed. And whatever they achieve, it's never enough. Where once they sought to be kings and emperors, they now seek to be presidents, senators, and authoritarians and dictators. And where once their armies came from conscription, they now come from Wall Street, Silicon Valley, and hedge funds. Or worse, the misuse of our nation's armed forces and National Guard. Where once their practice was on battlefields, it is today in Washington, state capitals, the courts, and all those places where decisions of the powerful are made. They even take place on the streets. They lurk outside of our schools and our workplaces as everyday people try to exercise their freedoms and live their lives. The only thing that has not changed is how that they see us, the so-called nobodies. The people who keep this state, this country, the world running, they see us as pawns, easily exploited, and whose only role is to serve their bottom line. But again, we know better. It doesn't matter where you're from, the woods of Allegash, from where I am, or working class neighborhoods in Portland, Biddeford, Lewiston, or this fine city of Bangor. We deserve the freedom to work hard at the job for fair wages, good benefits, and a safe working environment. We deserve the freedom to put a roof over our head, give our kids a first-class education, be able to go to a doctor when we were sick. And we deserve the freedom to control if and when we have children, love who we love, and build a good, honest life for ourselves.
Yeah.
That was Troy Jackson speaking at the No Kings Day rally in Bangor on Saturday. We'll have more speakers from the rally throughout the week this week. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.